Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Royce Epstein, who is with the Mohawk Group, just joined as Director of Design Segment. Royce, how you doing?
Oh, I'm terrific. I was just in Georgia, and now I'm back at my desk in the New York showroom.
Yeah. Let's go through a little bit of your background and what you're doing. So, yes, today you're back at Mohawk showroom in New York City, and that's where your day-to-day office is. You just recently joined. I think we got the announcement late May that you had joined the Mohawk Group. And prior to that, you've got 20 years in interior design.
More than that.
But most recently, what you were doing is you were working with Suzanne Tick Studio, right?
Correct. So I was part of Suzanne Tick's creative team, and I was on the textile team. So I actually was living in Philadelphia 3 years ago, and Suzanne called me to join her to start a new textile brand. So she was finishing up her work with Noel and wanted to have a new opportunity. And we partnered with Technion and developed Technion Textiles. So we literally started brand from scratch. Suzanne's the creative director, and I worked on a lot of the visioning for the collections, the marketing, and just helping with all the product development and design. It's a small team, but a very agile team. And the line has been out now almost 3 years, and it's successful. And so I was then ready to look for a new challenge.
So this is your first carpet gig, right?
Yeah, on this side, yeah. You know, as an interior designer, I'm a material specialist, and I've been in the industry since 1992. And I've always had a love of textiles and carpet and fiber, both from the aesthetic side and the technical side and performance side, sustainability side, all the way around. So I'm somewhat of a materials nerd, and I really love product. So even though I functioned as an interior designer my whole career in A&D firms, I always have a love of materials, and I think I will always have a love of materials. It's going to go with me into the future for sure.
All right, and you grew up or spent some time in Hightstown, New Jersey, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You really did some research. That's where I spent my teenage years, and I went to high school in Hightstown, New Jersey, which is, for people who don't know, it's a tiny little colonial town right outside of Princeton. So I grew up in the Princeton, New Jersey area. And my first job was in Princeton, actually, working at the studio of Michael Graves.
That's right. I was going to point that out, too. So you worked with Michael Graves?
Yes. So for 3 years, I was a lucky girl. I got to work with him right after his heyday, so the early 90s. He was still doing lots of Disney work. It was a very exciting time for the studio, and they were very successful with all their product development that they did for LSE, and this was before the Target stuff, but for me, that was my design education. I got to work side-by-side with Michael, and, you know, he was a professor at Princeton University, so it was really amazing for me to have his attention and work on projects with him.
And you've actually taught at Moores College for a while, right?
Yeah, so Moore College of Art is an art and design school in Philadelphia. And I taught there for 9 years. I taught materials and finishes. So I did that at night after my long day in the office. That's how much I love materials.
And this is a move for you because when you were working with Suzanne Tick, you weren't in New York, right?
No, I was in New York. I moved from Philadelphia to New York to work with Suzanne. So I've been in New York now for 2.5 years.
Now explain to me what Director of Design Segment is.
Well, Mohawk, you know, it's a large company. In my eyes, it's really just looking after all things designed for the company. And I have some very specific goals, and I have a vision, and certainly the company has their goals and vision. And what's nice is they're aligned. So it's a fantastic fit. I mean, I've only been on the job for 3 weeks, but I've already spent time with, obviously, all of the product development and design team and with the management and executive team as well as the marketing team. And it's a wonderful group of people. I'm so, so excited to be on the team. And, you know, Mohawk's been doing amazing things over the years, and I've been watching them ascend. And now is their time. I feel design has really been building there and coming online for designers. So it's a great time to be the leader of the design segment because we're only just going to take it further and grow on that momentum. So I'm pretty excited.
Now, you know, they're the segment leader in hospitality with Durkin, the largest in the business. Will you be involved with that segment as well?
Yes. So everything having to do with design, I'm obviously going to have my hands in and be able to give some feedback and vision and all of that. So, yeah.
All right. And Neocon is just less than 2 weeks away. You'll be at that show and helping to present what they're rolling out this year?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm actually going early. So I'm actually leaving on Wednesday, just a few days from now. And I'll be there to present with our collaborative designers that we're working with this year. So Martin and Anastasia, who are with 13 and 9. And Innocad, which is a design firm in Austria. We've done an amazing collaborative collection with them. And so they'll be there as well. The jury comes around, I believe, on Friday to our showroom. So we'll be presenting to them. And I'll be there just, you know, for support for our whole team that's going to be there getting the showroom together. And obviously, I have to get up to speed on all the product because I've only been here for 3 weeks as far as all the new specifications and technical things about all the new product. And obviously I still have lots of people to meet, so that'll all happen before, and we have training and all of that. And then when the show starts Monday, I'm the new face to A&D, so I'm so excited to meet, you know, all the designers that come through the showroom. I'm also obviously going to be meeting lots of salespeople and dealer people, and, you know, I welcome meeting everybody. I'm pretty excited about it.
Now, talk about your relationship with 13 and 9. I actually met them. I was part of the group that went to New York last fall, and they were there for that. So talk about that for a second, if you will.
Yeah. Well, Martin Leschak, who is half of the team of 13 and 9, he's an architect, and he has this firm, InterCAD. And then his partner is Anastasia, and together they have this product design firm called 13 and 9. And so they design things like furniture and lighting. They do all kinds of industrial design. Anastasia's background is actually fashion, and so she brings a nice collaborative take on the industrial side of things. So it's really nice. I think together they balance each other very well. And Mohawk is just thrilled that we got to work with them. And I'm so excited because now I get to help them, you know, market the product and explain our story to the world. And they have very thick Austrian accents, so I think they're going to need my help with that at their room at Viacon.
Yeah.
No, they're just super, super talented, and they're very visionary, which I love. And the fact that, you know, Mohawk gets to also share their vision and collaborate is exciting.
Well, I think on Wednesday, you have them as a keynote speaker, and you're sponsoring, right?
Correct. So they will be keynote speaker on Wednesday morning at Neocon, so hopefully everybody will come out. And Martin, I forgot to mention, was announced at the end of January as the designer of the year. So, you know, even more exciting. We're happy to sponsor the keynote. And, yeah, I will definitely be there.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to talk to you and say welcome to the flooring business. I've been talking to Royce Epstein, who is Director Design Segment with Mohawk Group, just joined last month, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.